The electric car company Tesla has convinced a handful of prime states, including Massachusetts and New York, to exempt it from laws that require car companies to sell through dealerships. One state they can't get and would like to is Connecticut. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports on how people in the state are buying Teslas anyway.
Avi Kaner shows off his new Tesla at a recent electric vehicle rally in Westport.
It has every bell and whistle you can imagine in a vehicle.
He bought his car from Tesla's website, and then it was shipped to Connecticut from a showroom in New York.
It really irked me that I could not legally buy this vehicle in Connecticut. When I purchased the vehicle, I actually received it with a New York license plate.
Kaner says Tesla handled all the DMV paperwork as compensation. He even got a personalized Connecticut plate.
The license plate says LOLOIL, laughing out loud, oil. I'm kind of laughing at the fact that I can have such a wonderful, high-performance vehicle that uses no gas.
Tesla wants Connecticut lawmakers to pass a bill to give the company an exemption to dealership laws. But the bill has never come up for a vote. State Representative Jonathan Steinberg is a Democrat from Westport. He says car dealers fought the bill hard.
Frankly, the dealers were very well entrenched. They have wonderful relationships with their elected officials and made it very clear they weren't interested in having a different competitive model in the marketplace.
Car dealers say it's about fairness, not competition. Leo Carl owns a Chevrolet dealership in New Canaan. He's upset that Tesla wants to go around dealers like him.
My entire livelihood is invested in my business. I work hard every day on behalf of my customers, and I feel threatened by Pandora's box opening in my industry and letting this happen.
Carl says Tesla wants to play by its own rules, not the state's rules. He thinks it would be easy for Tesla to open its own dealerships under Connecticut law.
They just find a local Connecticut business person that they believe shares their ideals and who is accountable to the consumers that do business at that store.
Tesla says it does consumers a favor. It sells directly and cuts out the middleman. The company also says it could create hundreds of jobs in Connecticut and bring more sales tax revenue at a time when the state's in a budget crisis. Avi Kaner, the proud Tesla owner at the Westport rally, he says Connecticut's law didn't stop him from getting a Tesla.
I mean, not allowing Tesla to sell in Connecticut is the equivalent of Connecticut telling Amazon that Amazon is not allowed to sell in Connecticut.
Connecticut tried for years to stop Amazon from selling in the state unless they collected state sales taxes.
It's totally backwards, and you've got to look forward. You can't look backwards.
Tesla says it'll try again to get an exemption to open showrooms in Connecticut. And later this year, the company will open a gallery in Greenwich where people can look at Teslas. And if they want one, they can either go to another state or they can just go online. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.